What do you think is the greatest threat to the church in America?
There's a lot of competition. I'm going to begin with, I think many Americans assume, or they look at Christianity in consumeristic, capitalistic American terms. So they look at the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they think that the Bible is just another way of pursuing those goals. That's one of the biggest challenges that I see, one of the biggest threats that I see in American Christianity. They are looking at Christianity in capitalistic, consumeristic, individualistic terms. And you really see it contrasted against Christianity in other parts of the world.
Anybody else want to comment on that?
Well, I think it's the terrible decline in biblical literacy, the decline in biblical preaching, expositional preaching, theology, and doctrine, so that everything is watered down to such an insipid level. You have people thinking they're Christians who don't know enough gospel to even be saved. You've got Christians trying to live a Christian life without the means of grace, without the appropriate understanding of the depth of the Word of God. That you've got the dumbing down, the minimalization, the marginalizing of theology, so that you produce just a massive kind of weakness, an unwillingness to be definitive, to battle for the truth, to engage error, to make things clear. These are serious, serious things, because the Word of God is the source, the only source we have for salvation, sanctification, the hope of glory contained there. And when the Bible is minimized, pushed aside, its value depreciated, when you have people in ministry who don't know how to handle the Word of God, then this has implications all over, everywhere. And then when you put largely out in the Christian media the people who are the best at communicating everything but doctrine and theology, and make that the face of Christianity, and the success of it becomes a seduction in itself, and people think it must be right because they're everywhere, you have a huge problem.